Every year, Greeley Blues Jam co-founders Pam and Al Bricker have taken the money concertgoers have tossed into the beer tip hat, about $2,500 on average, and passed it off to local charities. In addition to that, this year organizer Al Bricker says they will also donate net profits to Weld County flood victims.
We hope that the effort will help out some folks who are still suffering.
It's been about 9 months since intense floods displaced numerous Weld County residents, and the community is still recovering. When performers heard net proceeds would go to flood victims, Bricker says a number of them wanted to help out.
Several of them are playing for considerably less than they might have because they too are taking part in donating to flood relief here in Weld County.
Between net profits, artist donations, and beer tips, the Greeley Blues Jam anticipates it could end up donating as much as $20,000. Pam Bricker says they've yet to determine which organization will receive the funds, but that it will be awarded in Northern Colorado.
I'm losing my mind, baby.
Tab Benoit, the Phantom Blues Band, and Marsha Ball are among the performers on this year's bill. Ball is the first performer in Blues Jam history to be invited back a third time.
Everybody loves her. She can play the blues. She can play the boogie-woogie. She can do ballads that'll make you cry.
If history is any indication, the big green sod carpet brought in especially for the Blues Jam at Island Grove Arena will be home to more boogie-woogieing than crying. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
The destination, it's a trip.